You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and a very warm welcome along to the Daily Racing Podcast brought to you by William Hill. Good to have you with us on Wednesday's edition of the podcast.
We are
getting underway at 12:30 on Wednesday afternoon. You can join Alex Dunn, Gareth Topham and Andrew Mount in the studio for all of the day's racing. Got Fakenham, Nottingham and Kempton domestically. There's an Irish card at Dundalk. That is a twilight card as well. So four meetings in total to enjoy on Racing Radio on Wednesday. Sam Norris here in the presenter's chair on this edition of the podcast. And Craig Forsyth is on hand, hopefully pointing the direction of a winner or two on the cards on Wednesday. You right, Craig?
Very well, thanks, Sam. Very well.
Good.
Indeed.
Is this a time of year that you relish?
Time of year I love, yes. Unfortunately, Wednesday's a little bit quiet and
yeah,
quality's a little bit thin on the ground. But obviously, as we move closer to the weekend, you know, we've got another graded chase to look forward to. And it's all hotting up, isn't it, after the first Cheltenham and then the Old Roan chase
there
at Aintree at the weekend. Yeah, it's all coming good, Sam. It's all coming good.
Very much so. As you say, it is a little bit more low-key on Wednesday. I nearly fell out of my chair when you told me you were going to do a Fakenham race on Wednesday.
That's how bad it is, Sam.
That's got to be a podcast first, that is, Craig. You're going to Fakenham. But that's all to come very shortly. We're going to take a little look ahead to, obviously, the headline of the weekend from the National Hunt perspective. Of course, we've got fabulous racing at Churchill Downs Friday and Saturday night for the Breeders' Cup. But the Charlie Hall Chase due on Saturday at Wetherby. For many people, Craig, this is the real curtain raiser of the National Hunt season. Betting, as it stands at time of recording, Thistlecrack is 2-1, 4-1 Clanders Oboe, Bristol Demai 9-2 with Double Shuffle, Definitely Red is 6-1, Black Corton 7-1, Don Poli is 10-1, Virgilio 10-1, Alfredo's Oboe is 14s with Outlander, and Regal Encore 16-1. Just straight off the bat, Craig, great to hear those names again back in the game. Everyone knows this is one of the great things about National Hunt racing. Plenty of familiar faces potentially in the lineup for Wetherby at the weekend. Headed by Thistlecrack, who's the class act in the race, Craig. We only got to see him twice last year and haven't seen him since last year's King George when finishing behind Might Bite. Is a 10-year-old now. Are there slight concerns about him at that price?
Yeah, we just don't know what level he's capable of producing. You know, we haven't seen him a massive amount. And you go back to his King George success in 2016, Sam. He's raced three times since then, and that's the best part of 2 years. And he was very disappointing at Newbury prior to the King George, when he had everything in his favour, returned to hurdles. 2-1, you know, I think he's got questions to answer. I certainly couldn't back him or recommend a bet on him at 2-1 at this stage, simply because we don't know what he's capable of producing nowadays at the age of 10. Obviously, there's a watching eye on the weather, because there could be a small field for this year, particularly if we don't get a drop of rain.
Yeah,
you know, so it's hard to get stuck into anything or recommend anything, you know, with a view to the weather. Obviously, I don't think it's going to be anywhere near soft enough for last year's winner, Bristol Demai.
Who needs it? Haydock soft, doesn't he, really?
He does, yes. He needs it, a lot of water, let's say, for Bristol Demai to be at. And he just, you know, he devours those conditions by powering through the ground, and he jumps very, very well out of heavy ground. So I think it's going to be too quick for him.
Yep.
But looking back to last year's race, where it did turn wet late, that suited Bristol Demai, came right, went against Definitely Red 12 months ago. This time around, Definitely Red is going to be suited by the drier conditions. He was a good third last year. So I think he's got to be of interest at this stage. And the other horse, I think this could be his year, Sam. He's only 6 now, turning 7 in January. He's Clandes Oboe. You know, I still think there's big, big races in this lad. You know, he's getting better with age and experience. He's maturing. He ran his best race at Ascot last year. Again, ideally, he would be best served by a drop of rain. So, you know, I couldn't back him at this stage in case he doesn't run. And I would imagine it will depend on what the weather does between now and Saturday. But the two horses that interest me most are Clan des Abeaux and Brian Ellison's definitely red.
Yeah, it feels as though he should be older than six, Clan des Abeaux. It feels as though he's been on the cusp of having a big season for a while now.
Yes, you know, you go back to when he was a juvenile hurdler and, you know, he won a race at Newbury when conditions were extremely testing and he really looked the part. And I can remember everybody jumping on the Triumph Hurdle bandwagon at that stage, but he was never, ever going to be a speedy horse for a Triumph Hurdle at that stage of his career. You know, he always had the make and the build of a chasing type. You know, and that's where he's starting to progress. So yeah, looking forward to him returning. I said his best run was at Ascot last year. Of course it was Haydock, wasn't it? Looking forward to seeing the height he can reach this year.
Yeah, very much so. Thistlecrack 2-1 favourite for that Charlie Hall coming up this weekend. Clan des Abeaux 4-1, 9-2 Bristol Demai, and Double Shuffle sixes for Definitely Red. Black Corton 7-1. Don Poli is 10-1 with Virgilio. Alpha des Abeaux 14s with Outlander, and 16-1 about Regal Encore. Some great National Hunt racing coming up this weekend. Of course, a smattering of really good action in Ireland as well at Down Royal. Got the WKD hurdle on Friday, the return of Sam Crow and the J.N. Wine Chase, which is a Grade 1 chase on Saturday, and that could be headed by last year's Ryanair winner Balco de Flo. So plenty to look forward to this weekend. We're going to turn our attention to matters closer at hand, though, and start with some of the midweek action on Wednesday. Got a couple of races to look forward to, starting at Fakenham with the 130 handicap hurdle over 2 miles. Mentioned right at the top of the podcast, Craig, Fakenham wouldn't be your usual modus operandi. What have you picked out here?
Yeah, I've gone to the 130 Sama handicap hurdle for 8 runners over 2 miles, and it's I just thought there was a couple of angles in here when you know, work your way down in race card order from the top. Salto Chisco is a horse who doesn't find a massive amount off the bridle. He's a weak finisher. He's not one I'd be interested in carrying a big weight, even though he's, you know, down in grade taking on lesser rivals. And he's got a lower mark over hurdles compared to his chase mark. He still doesn't really float my boat. I would be wanting to take him on. Jack B. Quick is capable of better. He starts off in handicaps over hurdles. He's rated 109, but he needs to brush up his jumping. You know, and he had plenty racing on the flat, Jack B. Quick. So I don't think there's a huge amount more to come from him. Obviously, he'll improve a little bit when he does jump better and quicker, but 109 on his bare form over hurdles, there's nothing hiding there. Master of Finance, well, you know, he's a hard horse to win with nowadays. A likable horse, still, you know, gives his running, but, you know, finds winning hard. As a knack, weak finishing effort at Market Raisin last time, was keen as well. Mauricio won a poor race at Suvel, wasn't all that taken by him. He's only 4. There might be more to come from him. The one I'm going to take a chance with here is My Brother.
Okay.
Very useful on the flat, and he's had 2 starts over hurdles. The second of those was a banger last time when he finished 4th. His jumping was novice-y, right, to say the least, very novice-y. You know, he was hesitant at his hurdles. But he's had some time off since then. You know, they've waited, and hopefully he's been intensively schooled. I think he's got a decent mark of 106 if he does brush up his jumping. You know, he's extremely well treated on the level he was capable of running to on the flat. And the yard are in very, very good shape, Neil Mulholland Yard. So I thought this was going to be a race where you could take a chance on My Brother, who obviously, you know, needs to jump better, but of 106... he could be very well treated if it all comes together for him.
Okay. My Brother then for Normal Holland in that 130 at Fakenham. On to Nottingham we go for the 140. So just 10 minutes later of this race. Handicap over 8 mile. 7 runners down to take the chance in this. But plenty bring winning form to the table.
Yes, indeed. Bobby Kerr, who was returning from a layoff, won at Chelmsford last time. Watching that race back, Sam, I wouldn't be too sure he'd be capable of repeating that level of form on turf.
Yeah.
He just didn't convince with the way he moved. And obviously got away with it on the all-weather surface. Switching to turf, I think Bobby Kay might struggle, and I would have my doubts that he can repeat his latest run 18 days on, switching from the sand to the grass. Detachment went up another chunk for a wide margin win last time. Mr. Thornton is going to have to hope he loses his way to get a mark down for the Legends race next year. He's 14 pounds above that now. so he's going to have to come down. I think the handicap, I might just have him off 84. But in terms of pace angles, yeah, there's only two horses I can see going forward in the race, Sam. Mikhail Strogoff is one, you know, confirmed front runner. And I think he's going to get his own way here. You know, he's coming here off the back of a decent effort last time. The one horse that will probably go with him in the early stages is Why We Dream. But I think he can see him off fairly comfortable. And I think on a track like Nottingham, with little competition for the lead in the early stages, I think he could boss this from the front. You know, he's been busy, he's had a busy campaign, but he's retained his form. He comes here in decent heart, and at last he's found a race where there's less pressure on the front end in the early stages. The last few races he's been up against, he's been in races where there's been plenty of pace on, and he's just struggled to dominate. You'll find this much easier on a track that lends itself to a horse that's ridden aggressively. So Mikhail Strogoff certainly appeals.
Mikhail Strogoff then in that 140 race at Nottingham goes with Craig's earlier pick and my brother in the 130 at Fakenham. Could be a quick 10-minute double there. Craig, thank you very much for that. Enjoy the action.
I like a 10-minute double, Sam.
Yeah,
thank
indeed. You know you fake quickly, if nothing else. Cheers, Craig.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.